from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Liberation in Ramadi. Iraqi army units supported by Sunni tribal fighters and a mostly Shiite police brigade have captured the center of the Anbar province capital of Ramadi after weeks of protracted battle against Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi state TV broadcast grainy footage of government forces climbing onto the roof of Ramadi's municipal headquarters and raising the Iraqi flag. The city center fell to Islamic State militants in May when soldiers defending the same government complex fled. Provincial Governor Suhaib Rawi addressed residents of Anbar. He says that retaking the government complex from Islamic State marks the start of the liberation of the rest of Anbar province. One military commander told State TV that Islamic State militants had booby-trapped many buildings and attacked his men with car bombs. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi commanders are now setting their sights on retaking Iraq's second-largest city of Mosul from ISIS, but officials warn that the fact that a relatively small number of ISIS fighters have been able to fend off a much larger force for so long with such a large level of destruction is a worrying portent of things to come. A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city of Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 killed, Syrian Observatory for Human Rights citing 32.